Do you have young people in your life who you want to switch onto the joys of art? It's a pretty safe bet to say when your kids were little, they loved getting their hands dirty with finger painting, colouring in, scissor cutouts of shapes and animals, the list goes on. But what about when they reached their teens? Did that creative expression slow down or disappear altogether? So how do we actually encourage or raise a new generation of art lovers? That's something on the mind of galleries, including the National Gallery of Victoria. The NGV is trying to get more young people through their doors with their teen art parties, which they've been running for a few years now. And to tell us more, I'd like to welcome our digital producer, Hannah Riesch. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Namila.
So let me get this right. Before the gallery had to shut its doors because of COVID-19, you crashed one of these teen art parties?
Well, actually, Namila, I managed to score an invite despite my advanced years. They allowed me to come along.
So strolling in, tell me, Hannah, what was the party actually like?
Well, you walk into the gallery and it's actually genuinely transformed. It feels really different to what the NGV usually feels like. You know, there's a DJ spinning tunes, there's lots of food and drink, there's tables in like the main area of the gallery and also in the hall. And on those tables, there are all these sort of activities, there's glitter. I mean, I'll more on glitter later, let's just pause on that. And then amongst all those tables, there were just hordes of teenagers dressed, can I say, way cooler than I have ever dressed in my entire life.
Listen, you hold up very well when it comes to style, but tell us who actually organises these teen art parties.
So they're organised by the NGV, but under the advice of a group of 14 to 18-year-olds who are members of NGV's Teen Council. And like the aim of the council is to try to break down some of the barriers that prevent young people participating in art and visiting art galleries to make the whole thing a little less intimidating. So when I went to that teen party earlier this year, I went along and I met some of the very clever members of the council to hear what they've gotten out of the experience of being in the council and also to find out how they're helping to shape the gallery.
Welcome to the art party. Tonight we're really lucky to be joined by the NGV's Teen Council.
Hi, I'm Megan DeBolfo. I am 16 years old and I'm part of the NGV Teen Council.
So Megan, before you joined the Teen Council, what was your relationship to this gallery?
Well, I went a lot for school, but I came a lot with like friends and stuff. And then when my friend mentioned the art parties, I started going to those ones and they were lots of fun. So I've kind of gotten more involved in the art gallery as the years have gone on.
What does the Teen Council involve and what do you do?
We meet monthly and we can have our say in how the art gallery potentially will run for the teens and their program here. So it's really good because all the people who work with us, they are really interested in what we have to say. So if we want to see something happening at the art gallery, especially for the teens, they really listen to us because we have ideas that we want to see. And, you know, it's really fantastic to come in every month and kind of have our say and learn about how the art gallery works as well.
Do you think teenagers are pretty engaged with art?
Yeah, I think a lot of people can be like especially intimidated by art because some people often think they're not like art people. So a lot of it is getting over that idea that art is only for certain people because it really is for everyone.
Do you think by participating in the Teen Council that has been something that's shifted in your brain or have you been able to tell more people about it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely for myself as well because I found myself a lot more enthusiastic to be involved in the arts, but also I've loved sharing it with my friends as well who have become more excited about it because they've seen me be so excited about it. So it's really fantastic.
Absolutely. So your time on the Teen Council is going to end soon, right? How do you feel about that? And what's next for you and your relationship to the arts?
It's definitely going to be sad to leave because I've made a lot of really good friends from the Teen Council, but I really don't want this to be the end of, you know, like my time at the art gallery. I definitely want to keep involved. I think I will, moving forward, continue going to the art parties until, you know, the very last year. And I definitely will be more interested in the special exhibitions because they did seem very kind of scary to me before. But now that I know about it and I know what goes into it, I think I'll definitely keep on going.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Aaron. I'm 17 years old and I was on the NGV and Teen Council in 2019.
Tell me about your relationship to art before the Teen Council.
Before the Teen Council, when I was, I guess, far younger, I didn't have much of an appreciation for art. I was still interested. I've been playing video games for a long time of my life, and even the art in that I was very drawn to. But I remember going to like exhibits in, I went to one in Spain, it was at the Prado, and I was so annoyed at the person giving the tour that I crinkled this plastic bag just to not hear it. But after looking at how much goes into an exhibition and how much thought and how many people sort of give their time, it really makes me very appreciative that that person was actually there for me at that time in my life.
Why were you so annoyed by this tour? What was it about that really annoyed you, that led you to crinkle your paper in disdain?
I just thought it was wasting my time. I didn't understand the art, and I wasn't sure what I was looking at. But understanding now from a sort of older, looking back at it from an older perspective and understanding the messages that go behind it, the artists themselves and the people telling the stories, is it's really inspirational.
So once you joined, what did you learn? Tell me about some of the sort of big moments or revelations that you learned through the process.
I learned, I guess, a lot about how to give the tours and what that person was actually trying to do in order to sort of get me interested. It's given me a lot of ideas for my classes. I've learned how easily you can express ideas through colors, tones, textures, different mediums. It's not just all paintings on canvas. There's sculptures, there's sound elements. Alexander Calder, for example, used sound and he used sculptures to sort of convey that.
So you didn't know that before, like the council sort of educated you with art history?
Yeah, I had no clue. I went to the States after joining the council and went to exhibits there, and I was able to gain so much more information and I was able to give so much more respect for the artists that were in those exhibitions.
Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Oh, good. Thank you very much, Anna.
So hi, I'm Charlotte, but everyone calls me Charlie. I'm 15 years old and I'm part of the Teen Council.
How did you get involved in the Teen Council?
So my mum forwarded me an email while I was at school, and I wrote a, not essay, like a paragraph about why I should be in a Teen Council, because I'm quite a quiet, not super confident person, but I enjoy writing, and I was just absolutely shocked when I got that email back. Once again, I was at school, fifth period, tired. I got that email and I was like, I'm having delusions. But it was, yeah, just the start of an amazing year.
What's the coolest stuff that you've done in the Teen Council?
Wow. Getting like first to see new exhibitions, you feel like a VIP. You feel very special. Art party, like going on stage, doing tours, it's something I would never do and is such a cool experience.
I know like the Teen Council is set up to sort of guide the NGV in the offerings that they have for teenagers, for young people. Do you think they're really open to ideas, and what ideas have you brought up?
Oh, definitely. They are surprisingly, even though some teens have, and myself have, not the smartest ideas, they take it fully into consideration. And even when we're joking around, they are like, oh, hey, that's not too bad of an idea, we could work with this. And yeah, like we've had ideas like glitter stations, because we were like, we want glitter on our faces. That is now a thing that has been at the past two art parties, and we all just think that's the best.
What does it feel like to throw an idea like glitter party at an institution like the NGV and for them to take it seriously and then actually introduce it? What does that feel like?
It's so surreal, and like you're ruining such a like precious place, but really you're just making it better for younger generations, and like you feel like you're making a contribution. And as a teen, it's really difficult to feel like you're making a difference and the adults are actually listening to you, but here you feel heard.
You said before that you had this idea for the glitter, and it was like, we're not going to ruin this place, we're going to make it better. Why did you say ruin? Like, why was that even in a possibility?
Because there's this whole stigma around galleries that I know a lot of teens feel like it's so, not pretentious, but it does feel quite intimidating, and this quiet, solemn appreciation for art, but it's really not. And I think that's what we're trying to do here, is to show teens and break down that barrier that, hey, art is actually cool. And, you know, not for kids on school trips. It's, you know, important in society. And it's not scary white walls. It's a fun, chill place to hang. So, you know, put glitter on your face. It doesn't matter.
Ali, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's the sounds of hundreds of teenagers at a bustling gallery in the days before COVID-19 isolation. Oh, how I miss them days. And thank you to our digital producer, Hannah Reish, who went along to a teen party at the National Gallery of Victoria's Keith Haring and Jean-Michel Basquiat exhibition, where she met NGV's teen council members, Megan, Aaron, and Charlie. And while galleries are currently shut, there are resources online for young people to keep learning, making, and responding to art. And I'd like to make a special mention of the Art Gallery of South Australia's Monstrous Neo Portal, a website which includes tutorials, videos, and music for young people, and we'll pop a link to that on our website.